My name is Andy White. I'm a regional cotton agronomist for Bayer Crop Science in the Mid-South. If you look at your programs, originally I was going to talk about two varieties today, ST4498 and ST4596B2RF. We had our advancement meeting and decided not to release 4596, so today I'll talk to you about a new early season stonable variety, ST4498B2RF. This variety has the Bolgard 2 gene as well as the Roundup Ready herbicide trait. It was tested in the OVT trials as STX0626B2RF. Compared to 4554, it's similar in maturity, perhaps slightly earlier. It has a similar growth habit. We recommend the same management approach with this variety. And one thing that I have highlighted in red here, and I thank our breeders for the wonderful job that they did on this variety, is that historically in their program, it's yielded about 100 pounds higher than 4554. And I have some data from this year that I think backs that up. It also has improved fiber quality over 4554. As far as placement, we think it's an excellent candidate for aggressive management, and it's well suited to irrigation. Some of the data that I'll discuss today is the node of the first fruiting branch, nodes at early bloom, height at early bloom, final nodes, and maturity. In this slide, we're looking at the node of the first fruiting branch for 4498 under irrigated and non-irrigated situations compared to 4554 and 117. And what we have found is that 4498 starts fruiting somewhere between the fifth and the sixth node, very similar to 4554. If we look at plant height at early bloom, though, we see that 4498 is slightly taller than 4554 by about 5 inches. It also has one additional node by the time you get to early bloom, compared to 4554. If we look at node development during bloom, we see that 4554 and 4498 are very similar. They put on about the same number of nodes, but terminal growth seems to be a little bit more for 4554 than it is for 4498 during bloom. And for total nodes at harvest, again, we see that one additional node that the 4498 put on, so it averages one more total node at harvest compared to 4554. In terms of maturity, the 4498 is slightly later than 117, but very similar to that of 4554, and we classify this variety as an early mid maturing variety. In these next slides, I'm going to present some yield data as well as some fiber quality data. This is a compilation of data from all of the OVT data that I had, as well as the cotton agronomic performance trials that we put out in our respective territories across the United States. In this slide, we start out with 4554 on the left. The blue bar is the irrigated, while the maroon bar is the dry land conditions. And we see that 4498 averaged about 59 pounds more lint yield per acre than 4554 across the belt under irrigated situations. It was also higher than 117. If you look at it under a dry land situation, the yields were very similar for 4554 and 4498 and slightly higher than 117. Across the belt, the average for 4498 was 1,294 pounds irrigated in dry land, while 4554 was 1,262 pounds. Where we're seeing the improvement in fiber quality is in lower mic. It seems to consistently have about 2/10 lower mic than 4554, and also a little bump in strength at 30.2 compared to 29.4. Going from right to left, starting over in the mid-Atlantic states, we see that under irrigated conditions, there was an advantage in yield of 63 pounds for 4498 compared to 4554. And in dry land conditions, the yields again were similar to 4554 and higher than that of 117. Overall, the yields were identical under irrigated and dry land conditions combined for 45-54 and 44-98. And again, we see that 2/10 lower mite for 44-98 compared to 45-54. If we look at the southeast, which is Georgia, we had 8 locations, 4 irrigated and 4 dry land. We see a definite advantage for 45-54 under the irrigated situation compared to 44-98. And again, the yields under dry land conditions were very similar. And again, overall, we see an improvement in lower mite. We also see that bump in strength with a 30.15 compared to a 29.08. In the Mid-South, overall, we see that there was a slight advantage of 1,418 pounds compared to 1,378 under irrigated conditions. And under dry land conditions, again, they were about the same and about 80 pounds higher than 117. If we break that out a little further and look at the northern latitudes of the Mid-South, which would be about I-40 north, we see that the 44-98 under irrigated conditions was almost 100 pounds higher than the 45-54. And under non-irrigated conditions, the 45-54 was just slightly higher than 44-98, and both of them were much higher than 117. If you look at the area south of I-40, we had 20 irrigated locations and 16 dry land locations. The yields were about the same for 44-98 and 45-54 under irrigated or dry land conditions, and about the same as 117. Overall in the Mid-South, the average was higher for 44-98 compared to 45-54, and again we see 2/10 lower mite. That's consistent across each region, and a slight bump in strength for 44-98 over 45-54. Moving out west, we see a clear advantage for 44-98 under irrigated conditions compared to 45-54. If you look at it under dry land conditions, all three varieties performed about the same. And finally, that yield of a 100-pound increase is definitely observed out in the southwest, with 44-98 averaging 100 pounds more than 45-54 across all soil types, irrigated and non-irrigated, and we see that the lower mite of 4.56 compared to 4.68. In summary, this variety developmentally is very similar to 45-54. In the southeast, under irrigated conditions, the yields were better for 45-54 than for 44-98. If you look at the Mid-Atlantic area, the yields were higher for 44-98 under irrigated conditions compared to 45-54. And in the Mid-South, if you're in the northern part of the Mid-South, 44-98 has an advantage under irrigated conditions compared to 45-54. If you're in the south part of the Delta, the 45-54 and 44-98 perform similarly. Fiber quality has been improved with this variety. I think it's an excellent choice. And placement on your more aggressive management, and put it under irrigated conditions, and you'll see an improvement in mite and in strength. Thank you.